In a piece we aired last week, RFI spoke to the Kampala-based Initiative for Social and Economic Rights, or ICER, an independent, not-for-profit human rights organization that has called for the 63 Bridge International schools operating in Uganda to shut down. Bridge International Academies operate in Uganda, Kenya, Nigeria, and Liberia, and its for-profit base comes from a number of investors, including Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay. On February 6, the day after schools opened across the country, Uganda's Ministry of Education and Sports issued a press release directed at Bridge schools, ordering the 63 schools to close. RFI spoke to Member of Parliament Rosemary Nansubuga Senide, also Uganda's State Minister for Education, who outlines why the government has refused to allow Bridge schools to operate.
First of all, they don't follow our curriculum. Secondly, they don't have qualified teachers. Thirdly, they don't have qualified head teachers. You know, the entire system they are following is totally different. We have advised them, we have tried to guide them, but they have failed to adhere to our guidance. So what do? We have not availed them with licenses. Therefore, since they don't have the licenses, they are not supposed to operate. So we have advised them to close the schools. They are not supposed to open the schools until government gives them licenses. To give you a license, you must have fulfilled the requirements.
However, Bridge Schools International tells RFI that the ministry press release contradicts the statements of the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Education. Morrison Rwakakamba, the head of Bridge Schools in Uganda, responds.
The permanent secretary of the Ministry of Education, who is the head of the technical team at the Ministry of Education, clearly stated recently that for all those schools that have evidence, have submitted their files to the Ministry of Education for purposes of licensing, shall not be closed. And Bridge schools are in that category because over 42 files have been endorsed by all the districts in the country, and they are now seated in the offices of the Ministry of Education awaiting processing.
MP Sinide says that the Ministry of Education has met with Bridge schools officials numerous times in order to ensure that the schools comply with Ugandan educational standards. She also noted that parents have been advised to not send their children to Bridge schools because of this issue. MP Sinide reiterated that if a private school is operating in Uganda, it must respect Ugandan law.
We even cancel their licenses because our target now is to improve the quality of education. But the only challenge we have is that we liberalize education, but it doesn't mean that because we liberalize, then the government doesn't have a hand. We have a hand into the quality provided, the quality of education. Whether it is a private school or a government-aided school, we are in charge.
However, Rwakakamba of Bridge Schools says that he has not received any feedback on the files that were submitted, which is part of the procedure. And this is the reason why Bridge schools remain open.
So if you disagree with one file, you can get back to us and say, on file of Kasokoso, you don't have this document. You need to go back and we need to come and verify ABCD. You still need to do some more things. You reject the file on its merit or its demerits, and then you give us an opportunity to respond or even update you on what you could have done. That's how the process is done. If you agree with the file of Idudi, then you issue a license. So we are expecting 42 responses on each file.
The state minister and non-governmental organizations say one thing, and Bridge International says another. Part of the issue is the contradictory information on both sides of the debate.